Oh, I just miss Charlie so much. I miss him so much. What's really important at this time, where I really miss Charlie a lot, is what you have to do is devote your entire life to Israel. It's what Charlie would have wanted. You know, I remember all the different times when Charlie would just sit and reminisce about his bar mitzvah. He loved it so much, you know, with his favorite bagel, watching Jerry Seinfeld marathons. Oh, he loved it. Every single thing that Charlie did was a reminder to me. You know, he'd sit smearing his face with schmaltz and saying like Shalom Shabbat and many other things that reminded us of Charlie's Jewish heritage.
It's those little things where, again, he would walk through the door, drop his bags, daddy's home, take his phone, Friday night, Shabbat Shalom, throw it in the junk drawer, and it was just all us. And that's...
Hate is hate. It's evil. Charlie and I have always been very clear on our stance. Israel, Jewish people. It's awful. Awful. Anti-Semitism is... What healing factor comes out of hating Jewish people? What healing factor comes out of hating Christians? What healing factor comes out? Hate in general. Nothing. Nothing. Charlie always would say very clearly, Jew hate was brain rot.
Is there anything specific that Turning Point can do to combat anti-Semitism?
Yeah, so we are on all of our college campus and high school campuses. We have these conversations. And our students understand exactly my heart and Charlie's heart and the sentiment of everything I just said. We have Shabbat dinner happening at AmFest. We have individuals in our chapters who are Jewish. We have people that are going to be having booths. We have an exhibit hall at AmFest.
You know, I think Erica Kirk is out of goodwill. She did this thing on Barry Weiss's, the new Barry Weiss hosted CBS, an interview with Barry Weiss. And frankly, I think it's the moment where everybody's just had enough of Erica Kirk. And in this video, I'm going to talk about exactly why everybody has had enough of Erica Kirk. First of all, pick up a course at the academic agency, Trivium. I'm going to play the ad, and when we come back, I'm going to go into exactly why she's used up all her goodwill.
Academic agency.
All right, so Erica Kirk. Now, the thing is, when Charlie Kirk was so tragically shot back in September, everybody was shocked. And of course, you know, your heart goes out to the family. It's a tragic thing that happened. And of course, his wife, his grieving widow, she's got automatic sympathy heat in pro wrestling terms. And pro wrestling is actually quite an apt analogy in this regard, because I can remember exact storylines where this sort of thing happened. Some of you will remember Eddie Guerrero, a much beloved wrestler, supremely talented wrestler in the 90s. And of course, he tragically passed away. And they actually ran a kind of pro wrestling version of what we're seeing here with his wife, Vicky Guerrero, who became an on-screen character. And, you know, she was the grieving widow. But as time wore on, she seemed to be milking the memory of Eddie more and more, okay? And the crowd turned against Vicky Guerrero, and Vicky Guerrero became a heel who was seen as just leeching off Eddie's memory. And she then went on to have a feud with Rey Mysterio and various other people. And to me, Erica Kirk is actually living out a real-life version of this pro wrestling storyline before our eyes, because, I mean, a number of very weird things. It's never sat right with me, and many thousands of other people have the same feeling, okay? Now, during the kind of funeral celebration, which I thought was in awful taste, gaudy affair, okay? Some Americans said, well, it's just an American thing. I'm not sure if I believe that. I've heard enough Americans say that they also found it in poor taste. You know, where she appears like Olivia Newton-John wearing kind of a, you know, leather pants with you know, fireworks going everywhere, you know, wiping her eyes and all of this. And, okay, right, it's just happened, so you kind of give it the benefit of the doubt. But then she starts doing more and more and more media interviews, media appearances, always the same go-round, always the same crocodile. You know, they seem... She doesn't seem authentic. That's one massive problem, okay? A lot of people are mocking this now and saying that it looks like a Hollywood. It looks, you know... But then it's the whole... It's the very obvious attempt to steer and try to use Charlie Kirk's tragic murder to advance Zionism. This is basically the problem, in a nutshell, is that Erica Kirk now seems like she's doing Zionist grift, using the memory of her late husband to advance Israeli causes on American media, directly with Barry Weiss. This is the problem, in a nutshell. And, I mean, the question is, right, I'm usually early, right, because I'm a truth teller, I can't stand bullshit, and I'll just call it out. I've had enough at this point, and I'm not willing to give any more. You know, I mean, for how long does grieving widow give somebody protection from any criticism whatsoever? Okay, she didn't have to go on television and do hundreds and hundreds of, or dozens of interviews, shilling for Israel. What she could have done is, you know, grieved like any normal, you know, person would. She could have just... She didn't have... I mean, people say, well, people deal with grief in different ways. Yeah, I mean, yes, but this is a particularly strange way of doing it, I would say. And, I don't know. I feel like she's working. In the classic pro wrestling sense, she is working the marks. She's working the marks as a grift. And this is the reason why increasingly people are turning against Erica Kirk, because how much are you going to be able to milk something before the sympathy heat becomes go-away heat, or becomes Vicky Guerrero as a storyline yet again? I just tell it like it is on this channel. Tell me I'm wrong. Give me a defence of Erica Kirk and what her carry-on at the moment. Because that Barry Weiss interview she did was the biggest load of horseshit I've ever seen. And I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of, like, the, oh, you know, you have to be respectful. I mean, come on. You'd be respectful if she, like, did the decent thing and kind of, you didn't, you know, she's got three kids who don't have a dad. So you might be like, well, I'll spend time at home with them because they've just lost their father. Instead, every media interview going, turn on the waterworks, and you gotta love bagels. You gotta be into Come on. Come on. I've had enough. Pick up a course. I'll see you soon.
If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.